What's up, guys? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Games cast for the Bethesda E3 2017 press conference analysis. I'm Tim Geddes, joined by one of the coolest dudes in video games, Greg Miller, and joining me to my beautiful left is Candy Andy himself, Andy Cortez.
Now, is he beautiful or is just your left beautiful?
Well, I make his left beautiful is what he's saying.
It's kind of a give and take, chicken and egg type situation. So I just want to get this out of the way going into this presentation. I was like, Bethesda, not necessarily my favorite. Not that they don't get quality. I know that their quality is
there. You hate Pete Hines, you're a hater.
No, I just, I'm not a big fan of the games personally. And that just means I don't play them. Not that I don't think that they're great. This conference, 10 out of 10. This is how you do a press conference.
Wow.
I think the one thing that it was missing was one more thing. Surprise, get hyped moment. I think from top to bottom, the fact that they had someone come out, Pete Hines, have somebody that we're rooting for,
right?
Like a personality that we can get behind to represent Bethesda, and then just boom, 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 here's announcement after announcement, even though we already knew some of them and we knew some were coming.
Right.
I think the presentation, even for things that weren't that interesting, they sold. They made fun to watch, and I think that that's something that EA can learn a lot from.
So you're divorcing yourself from these not being your brand of games and saying that as a conference, this is a showcase on how to do it.
Yes.
Booking it with a person, here's a million games, entertaining little snippets between it, and we go.
Okay. Yep, and keep it moving, keep it fresh, and if something isn't going to engage with people, just make it short enough for it to make sense.
Yeah.
Focus a bit longer on things people care about. I think this was an even better conference than they had last year. Last year, I think they focused on Dishonored 2. Despite people loving that game, that bit in the conference was like 30 minutes long, and it dragged a little bit. With this, it was just like the 1-2 punch, and they just kept punching, and I was loving every minute of it. And I think that they did such a good job that it even sold me on games that I wasn't sold on. Evil Within 2 looks fantastic. Evil Within 1, I was very trepidatious about and didn't even give a shot.
Yeah.
That game looks great. That game looks like a Kojima Evil Within.
Yeah.
I'm in.
I think the thing about it that I found, I don't think it's a 10 out of 10.
Really?
I don't think it was bad. I mean, the chat's totally torn. Everybody's all over the place. I think it was a great conference, and I definitely think it was, here's how you do it. I just feel this is one of the ones where it was spoiled in a way. Like, even when they put up the two new IPs, right? We're all like, oh, Evil Within, Wolfenstein. You know what I mean? I would have rather there been, we don't know what those are going to be. We don't know what we're going to get. Now, Wolfenstein 2, New Colossus, that trailer was awesome. So I totally went from, I played Wolfenstein. I know how much people like it. I played not even half of it. I don't know. I played the beginning section, beyond that, da, 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 and it just fell out of it, whatever. Sure. The whole trailer they did of like, we're in America, there's the KKK, here are Nazis, and you're not army man, BJ, you are renegade soldier, let's get together the group.
The group seems super cool.
Exactly. When they gathered on the table, everybody had a personality. It was like a heist movie where you can see how everybody's going to be fun. And I'm like, that's a group I want to hang out. That is a first-person shooter I want to play.
Absolutely, yeah. So Wolfenstein, for me, one thing that I really enjoyed about it was that you can tell the visual difference between the first one and this one that they're showing us right now. Now, obviously, this is probably souped up running on a PC at ultra settings or whatever.
Sure.
But the first one, you could tell they made it knowing that it was going to be on PS3 and Xbox 360, where this one just looks fucking phenomenal. The lighting, the character models, even when like that one Nazi who's there at the bar talking to who has to order the milkshake. You know, the textures on his uniform look so fucking awesome. I liked part one. I didn't beat all of it.
Yeah.
I didn't beat the game, but I did enjoy part one.
Well, see, that was my thing for playing through the first. I've talked about it all the time, with story horror and everything else. I just fell out of love with it early on, right? Like, I felt like I got in there. All right, cool. I'm in a coma after this. All right, but it was like I had to watch my dudes die or whatever. I was like, that's intense.
Mm-hmm.
But then getting out of it, it was just like, all right, I'm losing the plot of why I care about this and what I'm doing and where I'm going with it. Whereas this one, all right, cool, let's try to do this
Mass Effect 2, get the team together.
Get the team together and, you know, stop this in America. I'm like, all right, I can get down with that.
Man, yeah, I think that they did such a good job of starting off the conference, mentioning that they got a little something everywhere from mobile to Switch to the main consoles and PC, ending the conference saying all this stuff available this year. It's like this, Bethesda isn't fucking around. They came out a couple years ago and they were like, Fallout 4, available in November. And that was hype. That was real. And it wasn't something where it's like, all right, here's some games to get excited for that are coming in a couple years. It's like, no, this is coming now. And then last year we saw the same thing with Dishonored. And even though we already knew a lot of the stuff was coming out, it's like there's a quality control to all of this.
Sure.
And I feel like that shows even in the way they present the information. And that goes such a long way to get real fans and to get people that actually care about you as a brand and are people that might only be interested in Elder Scrolls, but then they see stuff like this and like, oh, you know what? That looks pretty cool.
Right.
I trust these guys. Yeah. They're building a lot of trust here.
I think even going with the community stuff on that creation club sort of thing, like the hardcore fans really appreciate that. Right. They really appreciate a company that they love doing stuff for the fans. Like, this isn't stuff they really necessarily have to do, but they want you to be able to put mods into Skyrim and into Fallout or whatever. And well, I think that's cool as shit.
This is what I've been talking about with Bethesda for a while, right? Of them coming into their own. And we talked about it with Pete on the Gamescast here. You know what I mean? And the fact that they, I think, slowly started doing the thing where they were separating themselves. And then this year, in the past calendar years, the whole review policy and being more outspoken and Pete coming on these shows and not mincing words about what he is. They're allowing themselves to be Bethesda and have that mean something, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, you look at like an Activision and they're corporation, that's what it is. This is the line. We're making money. We're doing this. Whereas Bethesda is like, let's open our conference with our kids. That's not a normal thing to do. That's right. Not a normal thing to do. But they're like, fuck it. We don't care. We're going to go in there and we're going to do the conference we want to make for our audience. And it's to an extent similar to what EA is doing in the fact we're EA. We feel like we have to do this. And Bethesda is like, we feel like we're fucking Bethesda, which means that Pete at the front and the end, you know, not Todd. Hey, here's our kids. Pete's going to curse at the end. Say what? When I was on the Gamescast, I said something fucking crazy was coming. That's it. This woman pregnant with twins killing people. It's like, yeah, fuck. Okay, cool. Like, I can get down with that. And that's the whole thing, like what I'm talking about, where I think this actually is an interesting thing. Right. Of us coming off of Kind of Funny Live 3, leading into Kind of Funny Live 3, we keep talking about how do you top yourself? How do you top yourself? How do you top yourself? And inevitably, right, someone's going to eventually be like, Kind of Funny Live X wasn't as good as Kind of Funny Live Y. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the same thing here when you look in the chat, where some people think this is a 10 out of 10. Some people think they're totally disappointed. I just think that from a DNA level, they nailed it so well of like, hey, here's a 40-minute press conference. There is no fat on this. Yep, we're not going to come out there and stumble through shit, have people whose teleprompter breaking and it all goes, absolutely. These are the games. This is what we have.
And then so Rowdy Thunder 124 in the chat says, I think Tim's 10 out of 10 is more because of the presentation versus the announcement. Yeah. And here's some cool games you'll get this year. Let's get out. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, but I also think that they nailed how they announced these games. Like, not just the presentation of it, but the trailers and stuff made these games look exciting and made all of it feel like one cohesive whole in a way that all of this looks equally exciting. I mean, obviously there's things that are the smaller things like Elder Scrolls, the Legend card game, Elder Scrolls Online. But I mean, starting off with Doom VR and Fallout VR, like last year they kind of mentioned it, but this year showing it, coming out this year, those look like two very different experiences. They look like real VR experiences, which is something we're not seeing enough of these days on the VR front. So that's exciting. And then ending it with two real games, Evil Within 2 and Wolfenstein 2. Dishonored DLC coming out September 15th. That's
which I guess soon. Reading the chat, because we're not Dishonored people, that character is from Dishonored 1 is what it seemed like. Maybe people, and that's what, a few, we didn't have that many Dishonored fans in our chat either. Ones that were there seemed to be flipping out and making reference to it.
And then also in there, the Skyrim on Switch, still no release date, which I think is a little bit weird. But the Link Amiibo stuff, that's cool. That's above and beyond what I expected them to do.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think they did a good job of showcasing what they have, and they have a lot, and it's a lot for everybody.
Yeah.
She's the boat lady from Dishonored 2. Thank you.
It was essentially intro video with the kids, Pete Hines, and a Nintendo Direct, and then Pete Hines at the end to cap it off. Like, that shit is, that they did such a good job with that. I totally agree.
40 minutes, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, we didn't have time to get bored with anything, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And
especially the way they paced it out when you look at this, right? Where I think they know that, okay, cool, like, Elder Scrolls Online is going to appeal to somebody, right? But we'll put it after the VR games. And then Creation Club brings you back if you're a Skyrim or Fallout 4 Bethesda fan. Elder Scrolls Legends, okay, but then here's Skyrim Switch, which the Link Amiibo, that looks fucking awesome. Yeah. I'm going to use that for sure. The motion controls, I won't touch with the fucking 20-foot pole.
No, thank you.
And then it's Dishonored DLC. Then we put in Quake World Championship. Then it's Evil Within 2. Then it's Wolfenstein 2.
But I also like that they started it not only with the kids, but also that the hype montage showing their successes over even just the last year. Looking at Prey, looking at Doom, looking at Dishonored. It's like Bethesda really has something special going for them. And I am just very, very, very impressed by
this.
They
did a great job. Pete, you know, before on the pre-show, we called Pete Hines 8 minutes before he was going to go on stage. Said, don't fuck it up. You didn't fuck it up, Pete. You had a great conference. That was a really good one.
You got him, Pete.
Yeah. You got him. And I can't believe I'm excited for Wolfenstein 2. Wolfenstein 1, I was like, mechanically, this is great. I like it. And when I sat down and played it, I was like, all right, mechanically, it's great, but there's not enough to make me want to keep coming back to this world. Every character we saw there looked awesome. That fucking robo head suit
that was really cool.
Having babies. Who doesn't like a good baby?
I'm excited to watch someone play Evil Within 2. I will not play it, but I am excited to.
On Friday 13th, you'll turn off the lights, come in here with me.
I'm so scared already.
I wonder, I mean, I didn't play it. If anybody in the chat has played Evil Within 1, like, let me know if you think Evil Within 2 requires the first one to play.
Yeah.
Based on what you saw in the trailer, obviously.
I mean, there were a lot of mentions of her, the guy's relatives, and stuff.
But I wonder if they give you enough to know, like, oh, your kid's there.
Yeah, I think it'll be fine. You're playing it for the spooks.
Exactly. You know? I'm playing for the spooks.
You're trying to get a little spook going.
Yeah, man. Cool. I feel like E3 so far, it's been interesting. EA's conference was everything we expected to be there. No surprises. Microsoft's conference.
Chat told me I should call Pete and tell him he did well. So we'll do that. If he...
Hi, Greg.
You didn't fuck it up. It was great.
I did okay.
It was great. Really good job, man.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, we had a great time. We're live right now with our post show. Everyone at the table here thinks you did a great job.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys very much.
All right, go drink.
I'm going to do that for sure.
All right, bye.
What a fucking cool guy.
What a cool guy. Looking forward to seeing him tomorrow.
God. What a great human being.
Very happy with this.
Me too.
I hope that the rest of the conferences are.
Everybody can learn from this.
Imagine Ubisoft's conference if it was this tight.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
there's no chance in hell. No chance.
EA kicking it to the dude down there with the club and
that's what I'm saying though. When it comes to EA, right? There's all the sports games, and we talked about this where it's like we understand they need to talk about Madden, we understand they need to talk about NBA Live and all of the different games.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
they
yeah.
Have
you got them. You got to cover your bases, mainstream people. It up. Yeah,
but
yeah.
Do it like this. Do it in a way that it's just all right. Here's what actually matters, and here's a way to make it sound exciting to people that aren't necessarily interested, sure. And keep moving through it.
For the record, Josh A3099 says yes, it's required to play Evil Within 1.
Okay.
Well, interesting.
We'll see then.
Well, Thrash Life says Evil Within was fun with a nonsense story.
Okay. If it's nonsense, then maybe I can just jump into 2.
Read the synopsis online.
So yep. Rusty Rages regularly says you need to play one. Okay. So it seems like you got
to
play one.
Well, you guys have anything else to add to this?
I'm good. I do notice Elder Scrolls. Tie-in.
See, that might be the nut that they left us next year.
Yeah. Man, incredible.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. We'll be back on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames at 12:30 Pacific time for the Ubisoft pre-show. Or else you can stay and wait, and we're going to do a whole bunch more just reaction videos to trailers and stuff.
You can
find those on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames.
2:30 Central time, because that's what matters.
That should don't
30
matter.
Minutes before every conference, watch-alongs, then a post-show afterwards, no matter what time zone you're in.
Bye.